And so I know that God has everything orchestrated. And for him and for us to get to that place where we feel that embrace, if for us to get to that place where we get the more knowledge, the more revelation, we have to realize who we are. We have to realize that only God can bring us there. Amen. And so today, this week, God gave me, he says, tell my people I'm giving them a purifying fire to cleanse them. The only way we can come before his presence is that he does a burning in us. He burns not only the things out, but he burns something new in us. And so I want to share this word with you to remind you not only who we are in Christ, but what God has planned for you. He has planned for you that you walk in the fire of God and that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. And so I want to get into this right away. It's in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28 and 29. It says, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Verse 29, for our God is a consuming fire. Amen. That's a twofold, saints. He consumes our enemies, but yet he fills us up with his fire. And God wants us to be reminded that this is what God gave me. We're going to declare some of this. We're going to declare some of this stuff after the teaching, but this is one of them. It's ignite your fire within us, O God, and through us. Holy fire, purifying, cleansing, to loose, making you holy vessels purified by the fire of God. Only God is able to do what he's doing. I believe it already started. I don't know about you, but I feel like I can do a lot more for God. I feel now that there's a new ability within me to do more for God. And I know that he already started it. Before you even walked in this door, he ministered unto you that he was going to do something. That's why you came here. God says, no man can come to him unless he draws him by his spirit. And God has heard your cry. God, I want more, but I know there's stuff in me you got to get rid of. And you got those things that so easily beset me, those things that bring me down sometimes that I'm tired of it. And in this declaration, they're called bad habits. We got a lot of those. I'm gonna raise my hands. I used to have a lot of those. I'm speaking faith now. I used to have a lot of those. But I believe God's gonna get in there and not only burn that out, but he's gonna burn something new in there. Because he is a consuming fire. Amen. God's fire, it purifies. Amen. I'm gonna show you in God's word that God's word is what? God's fire purifies. His consuming fire purifies. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36, you know this very well. Elijah and Ahab, remember, they were offering sacrifices on the altar to see who was God. And Elijah said, but Lord, they have like 400 prophets of Baal. God says, that's okay. I'm going to show myself mighty. So Elijah goes on to say in Elijah chapter 18, verse 38, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offerings and the wood and the stones and the dust. And it licked up the water that was washed in the trench. Saints, God wants us to know that we are God's altar. We are his tabernacle. God calls us his tabernacle, and you can read that in 1 Peter chapter 2. It talks about a spiritual house, a living stone. That's who we are. But God is saying an altar represents a place where we have a personal encounter with God. And God wants you to know he's about to give you a personal encounter with him because he's burning up that wood. He's burning up that stone. He's removing that dust, saints. And the altar represents a place where we have a personal encounter with God. God's fire, saints, did you know this same fire that burns up everything, it will not hurt us, God says. God's fire will not hurt us. And I want to read for you. We're going to read about 10 verses here. And the reason I want us to read, want you to see this is because God wants you to know that you belong to him. And no matter where you go, no matter what happens in your life, nothing will touch you. Nothing will harm you. And so God wants us to know that God's fire will not hurt us. It's in Daniel chapter 3. Let's start in verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this manner. Verse 17, if that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods, nor will we worship the golden image which you have set up. Let's stop there for a second. God wants us to know, saints, we will not compromise anymore. Amen. Not only with the world, but with ourselves. Come on, how many times, I'm going to raise my hands, how many times have we compromised and convinced ourselves to do something that we know we shouldn't do or say or act? But God says, no more, I don't care. God, you're going to say, I don't care. I don't care what this flesh is trying to do. I'm not going to bow to it no more. And so in verse 19, it goes, then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury. You know, the enemy gets mad when you stand up. But that's all he does. He makes noise. He cannot touch you. He'll threaten you, but he cannot touch you. And God's going to show you he can't touch you. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression of his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that the heat of the furnace 7 times more than was usually heated. Verse 20, and he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound with their clothes, their trousers, and their turbans and other garments and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's God's fire right there, saints. Nothing can touch you. Then these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Verse 24, then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose and hastened and spoke, saying to his counselors, did we not cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to him, King, oh, true, O king. Look, he answered, I see 4 men walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the 4th is like the Son of God. Saints, it don't matter. It don't matter what it looks like. God will protect you. And you can read the rest of the, you can read the rest of them, but I want to share with you here something in verse 27. It says that their hair was not even cinched, their garments weren't even effective, and they didn't even smell like fire. They didn't even smell like it. I believe that there is going to be, with us, there's going to be no more smell of the world on us, saints. No, God is removing that wood, the stones, the dust, and God's holy fire is purifying us. God wants us to know, saints, he's ready to move if you're ready to receive. He's ready to move if you're ready to change. He's ready to move if you're ready to say, yes, Lord. He's ready to move if you're ready to surrender. I mean, we say we want surrender. We say, God, move. And we say that. We truly mean it. But only God can do the transformation. I want him to transfer me more. Because, you know, the other day I was praying about something. You know how sometimes when you pray, you think, oh, I don't know. It might hurt if God does it, right? Take something away, it might hurt, you know. But God does, that's not my God. He don't hurt when he does something. He's a good God. If we ask him to take away something from us, something that we don't want in our lives, sometimes we think it's going to hurt. I'm going to feel the pain of it. And God says, no, because he's a good God. He's not that kind of God. He's a loving God, a caring God. And so then God wants us to know that, you know, that his fire also gives us power. Amen. It gives us power to stand up for what's right. And I'm going to show you in scripture all these things that God is saying. But it's in Acts chapter 2, verse 3. We know the word. Then there appeared on them divers tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. See, there's fire, and then there's the Holy Spirit, saints. And God wants us to know, look, I'm bringing my fire with my Holy Spirit, which we have already, and God says, I'm going to fill them up. But I like verse 14. It says, but Peter standing up, there he goes, standing up for what's right, with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, and he spoke to all the people that were there. He spoke the prophecy of Joel. The Spirit of the Lord God is going to come upon us. And we're going to see signs and wonders and miracles. God wants you to know. God says, God also says that we are his fire. He said, wait a minute, Lord, how can I be God's? We are God's fire. God will not hurt us with his fire. And God will give us power in his fire. But God is also saying, you are my fire. And I'm going to show you in scripture. It's in Psalms 104, verse 4. Who makes his angel spirits, his ministers a flame of fire. God already wrote it down before you were born. He goes, because they're going to need it. Because in these last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit. And they need to know that I'm not only with them, I'm for them. And that fire that burned up that wood and dross is in them. That fire that gives them power is in them. God says, and I'm going to give it. I already gave it to you, but I'm starting to stir it up. How many of you know that we have to get, God can't give us everything at one time. Gradually, as we mature. And we mature, then he gives us a little more. And then he takes away a little more. Because there's some things in us that we shouldn't, we don't even want to look at. And God says, you're not ready to see that yet. You're not strong enough spiritually to see that. He goes, but when you get a little stronger, then I'm going to show it to you. Then you can say, God, take it out. You know, earlier God always gives me like these little words of wisdom when I'm out there in the job and walking around. And the other day he gave me this one. I want to share this with you, saints, because we need to never stop speaking the word of God. And I'm not talking about just with your brothers and sisters. I'm talking about speaking it when you're walking, speaking it when you're out there in your job, speaking it to coworkers. This is what God gave me. He goes, if you don't talk about the things of God, you can't grow in the things of God. I think, Lord, that's true. If we don't talk about the things of God, how are we supposed to grow in the things of God? The more you talk about it, the more you grow. The more you eat, the more you grow. Right? The more you work out, the better you feel. The bigger you look, right? I mean, come on. If it's everything spiritually is physically. And so God wants you to know, you want to grow more in me? Start speaking my word. He said, well, brother, I don't have nobody to speak it. Speak it to yourself. Sing a song of the things of God. And so God wants us to know, saints, that God says that we are his holy fire. And that word fire, saints, and this is what God wants to start doing in our lives, because sometimes we need to be motivated by God. And he motivates us in a good way. And that word fire means to inspire. It means to spark, to touch, and to quicken you. This fire is about to quicken you. It's about to spark in you a greater thing. It means to inflame. And that word inflame means to heat up and to increase. I don't know about you, but I want an increase of God. I want more of an increase of God. The Bible, the Word of God says that when he increases, what happens with us? We decrease. So that means there's still stuff in us he has to get out. And so God says, look, I'm about to heat things up. I'm about to increase things. I'm about to do a touch and I'm about to do a quickening in you. Jeremiah 5:14 says, therefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in your mouth fire. There it is, saints. You want that enemy to flee? You got to speak the word. Well, Lord, I spoke the word last week and he still hasn't gone. You speak it until the Holy Spirit tells you to stop speaking it. I'm not talking about a repeat. I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed. I'm talking about when the Holy Spirit comes on the scene, he says, pray for your healing. I feel great. Pray for your healing. I ain't questioning it no more, Lord. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. I walk in divine health all the days of my life. This is how God's going to start moving. But God says, because you spoke it, you'll see it come to pass. Jeremiah 20, verse 9 says, but this word was in my heart like a burning fire. Come on. You know, that burning fire is something that you just got to get out. You just got to say hallelujah. You just got to tell somebody God loves them. And you know, saints, I understand sometimes the world, you start telling them about God or you start quoting scripture, it kind of turns them off, you know, because God will give you diplomacy on how to speak to them. He'll show you. You don't have to see scripture. You can just speak a word of edification. They don't know that the word of God says, he who waters will himself be watered. They don't know that. Sounds good though, right? You can quote that to them when they do something nice to you. Or you go, here, I want to do this because he who waters will himself be watered. If you need a need, you're going to get your need too. God will allow you to speak to them to where they receive it. Because God has given us all a free will. And when God shows you how to minister to somebody, they open up their will to you. And once they do, that's when God can fill it up. I learned that by the Spirit of God. But that fire, God's fire, when God was speaking about how it purifies, it purifies, it cleanses, it burns inwardly. God's fire burns inwardly. God, and this is what I know God is about to do. He's already doing it. I don't know about you, but I already feel lighter. I already feel more sensitive to him. God is removing the dross. We've heard about that, removing the dross and doing a new thing. But that word dross means he's removing the impurities. It remains waste. It means trash. And I like this one. It means junk. We got some junk sometimes. You hear people say, I got a lot of junk. I mean, come on. But God is saying, and also, saints, listen to this. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 11 and 12, talking about Jesus, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Verse 12 says, but he will burn up the shaft. That means dross. That means waste. He will burn up the waste with unquenchable fire. He's going to do it, saints. God's going to do it. We can't do nothing. We cannot. He is the breath in our lungs. We can't do nothing without him. But with him, we could do all things. And all I know God is asking of is just believe him and make ourselves available. Say, Lord, I messed up, but I'm making myself available to burn up that dross in me with unquenchable fire. Your fire, Lord. And then the fire that builds up, I want that. The fire that gives power, I want that. The power that stirs up the gifts inside, because God says that he can take a coal of fire from the throne of God and put it within the inner man, and he'll start stirring up those gifts. Amen. This is the God we serve, saints. And so God says that with unquenchable fire. Now listen, that word fire also means to renew. I want God to renew something in me. It means to cause to grow. We need to grow in the things of God. And this may seem contrary, but I'm receiving this one too. It means to put to death. Now I'm thinking of stuff that shouldn't be there. It means to take away, to destroy, and to consume. And there we go again. God is a consuming fire. And to bring us back and to restore us. You are God's vessels being revealed. God's going to make himself in you to be revealed. And I'm going to show you in scripture. We are God's vessels being ready to be revealed. Some at different times, but God says you are going to be revealed. In other words, they're going to see the glorious gospel of Christ. You're going to see clearly. You're going to see clearly what God has planned for you to do. Without any question, you can say, I just know that I know. How many of us knew today you just knew to come here today? How that was very clear, right? That you come in here today. That's how you're going to know when God says to move. You're just going to know. Nothing's going to stop you because he's already gone before you. And I'm going to show you in scripture that you are God's vessels being revealed. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. Each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it. Do you ever see that? See that word day? It's in capital letters. That's Jesus. He's the day spring, the word of God says. I mean, he's the day star. So it says, each one work will be clear, for the day will declare it. Jesus will declare it because it will be revealed by what? By fire. Verse 16 says, do you not know that you're the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? I like verse 17. For the temple of God is holy, which you are. Come on. If that doesn't tell you that you have been authorized, that you have been given an okay to go and be the fire of God to this world, I don't know what is. God already says he burned up the dross in you. God already said he put a fire of power in you. So what are we waiting for? Just open your mouth, because he's going to make things clear in these last days who you are and what he expects of you. See, we're not supposed to do everything, but we all have an assignment. We're one body, but many gifts. And so you need to be encouraged right now that God is saying, look, I have chosen you. You are the temple of the God of God where I dwell. And God is saying, if you don't talk about the things of God, you're not going to grow in the things of God. You know how else you can talk about the things of God? Start reading this out loud. In your time of prayer, start reading it out loud. And you'll grow, and you'll grow. But I believe today, saints, and I say this in a way we can understand, this is going to be the easiest service ever, because you're not doing nothing. He's doing it all. He's just saying, you made yourself available. You're here. You're going to make this declaration today. Friday night, the ministers had their intercessory prayer here. I believe eventually we're going to have live stream, but we've had it closed just for the ministers. And God revealed a lot, but there's one thing he revealed here, revealed at that meeting that he gave me to give today to you. And this is what God revealed, because he knew about this fiery anointing that was coming. And he had shared with me, because I seen it while we were here praying, that there was a fire in our hands. In our hands. We're nobody but vessels of God. The ministers here, we serve God Almighty. We don't serve man. And whatever God does for us, he'll do through us. And everything God gives us, we give out. But God needs... on this earth, he can do it without us, but he needs, because he's a team player. God likes to work with us. He needs somebody on this earth that represent him, because we are his ambassadors, as a point of contact. Let it be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so I seen in the minister's hands fire. And this is what God says. It's an anointing fire. And it's anointing fire to be released upon you, as a point of contact, so that you could do what God has called you to do. And so after this declaration, we're going to close in prayer. Apostle Michael and I are going to pray over you. And if you get anything else, get that point of contact. Not from us, but from the Spirit of God, from heaven down to earth. Because it's going to happen. And you're going to see a change in your life. I see already you're going to see a more desire to want to know what God wants you to do. And if you ever want to know what God wants you to do, you just got to open this. Because it's all about love. From Genesis to Revelation, it's all about love. It's not don't do this, don't do that. It's all about love. And it's for everybody, saved and unsaved. And so I encourage you. Please do not leave until you get your hands laid on you. And if you have to leave, if you have a babysitter and you got to get home, or you got a job and you got to get home, just raise your hand when we're getting in line and we'll get you up here first, because everybody needs to get this if you want God to burn that stuff out of you and put new stuff in you. I know I do. Amen. So how about we make that declaration? We're going to go real slow. A couple of words at a time, because God wants you to get this in your spirit. I declared it many times, and it just blessed me. But this is something we're going to do by this also we're going to do by faith. Get your hand and put it on your chest, because you're making this declaration. And sister, I want you to be encouraged with brother there in the chair. God says his spirit man's getting all this. He's getting all this. Are we ready? And when we say it, let's say it like we mean it. Like we're standing before his throne. You don't have to yell, but don't whisper. Ignite your fire in us and through us. Holy fire. Purifying fire. To cleanse. To loose. Make us holy vessels. Purified by God's hand. Fire that consumes the dross. Fire that purifies this vessel. Burn in us. Fire in our souls. Burning up those bad habits. I repent before you, my God and my Savior. Cleanse me with your holy fire. Use me. Fill me. I am your temple, set apart unto you. In Jesus' name, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I command every bad habit to go, to come out, to be destroyed. I surrender to you, my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your holy fire. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you're growing now, saints, because you're speaking the word of God. But praise the Lord. I want to release this to my brothers and sisters on live stream. I know already there's no distance in prayer. I know already God is not limited by these four walls. But the same spirit that is in this place is at your place right now, that you would receive everything from the Spirit of God that was spoken in this place, that his command blessing would be upon you. And today already the fire of the Spirit of the living God has consumed all those things that are not of God and has cleansed you from all things that God has cleansed you from, all unrighteousness. You stand before God as his holy temple. So the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, and the Lord make his face shine upon you in Jesus' precious name. Be blessed, my brothers and sisters, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.